Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
92.5 WBEE, 62 degrees on this last day of June, heading into July just tomorrow morning and into July 4th weekend. With Terry, TJ, I'm Chris Kanye, and you at 585-222-9233. You might be around a pool this weekend. You might own a pool. But either way, hopefully you get in the water before summer's over. And we were talking about this off the air yesterday, but what's the number one rule you have about your pool? And do you have a pool rule that might be surprising to others? 585-222-9233. I put this on Facebook yesterday on the WBE Facebook. We have 100-something comments and people with a lot of different rules. You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
Now, Terry and TJ both have a pool in their backyard.
Yeah, and it's funny because I'm always online for whatever reason and seeing people who put their dogs in their pool, like their big dogs get in and swim on their own. And there's no way I could let Noelle into my pool. That liner would be shredded. Shredded.
So no dogs in the pool.
No dogs in the pool. I had put Max in a little life jacket years ago when we first had a pool and kind of put him in, but he couldn't get near the side and he hated it. So we got him out. But if Noelle got in there, she's big enough to where, first of all, she could hit the bottom.
Well, yeah.
And sit and scrape that up and then scrape. So yeah, no dogs in the pool.
So no dogs in the pool. What about food? Or a drink?
Of course a drink.
You're allowed to have a drink in the pool?
Well, yeah. That's why my floaty has...
A cup holder?
A cup holder on both sides.
No Dang. One's ever even tested that at my house.
What?
No, first of all, no food in the pool. I'm not going for that at all. No food. You want to eat? Eat. You want to swim?
I'm so bored.
Swim. But, I mean, I guess I don't care if you've got a pop or... Whatever. I don't care if that's in the pool.
What's your number one pool rule? 585-222-9233. A lot of people are saying the obvious. Welcome to our ool. Notice there's no P. Let's keep it that
way. Yeah.
I'd hate for the purple ink to get dispersed from your backside and all around you because, you know, I put dye in this pool.
Did you know that was a myth?
I put dye in this pool, so I'll know.
My kids never knew it was a lie. I told them if you pee... The chemical reacts and goes red all around you.
Yeah.
Damn, dirty lie. My Aunt Sherry told me that too.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, don't pee in it.
I love it. Oh, I love it.
Donna wrote on Facebook, no skinny dipping in the pool.
Oh.
No one swims alone. There always has to be at least two people.
Oh, well, of course.
I agree.
Yeah, that's a rule in our house too. And the ladder's out.
Yep, that's what Mary Ruth said on Facebook as well.
Yeah.
Take the ladder out when not in use. What's the number one pool rule? 585-222-9233.
Steve is huge on that.
Who?
Steve is huge on that little tub that comes at the bottom because he doesn't want any grass in his pool.
Oh, jeez.
Wait. Did you get your feet? There's like a little tub, a water tub that connects to the bottom of your ladder.
Oh, and you rinse your feet off?
And he fills it with, yeah. He fills it with water and then rinses your feet off so you don't go from the grass to the...
So you got to pre-rinse before you go in TJ's pool.
I don't make anybody do that. And I do the cleanup in the pool. But yeah, because you're constantly jumping out of the pool. Yeah. We have a basketball hoop and nobody's very good at basketball. So you're always having to get out of the pool.
Go get the ball.
To get all the balls.
When did you get that? Those things are expensive. Basketball hoops next to the pool? I just saw one on Facebook Marketplace really used, for like $120.
Well, that's not that. I mean, we took my son's basketball hoop.
Oh, okay.
We rolled it up.
Okay, I didn't know.
Covered it with, you know, sand on the bottom, and then we play basketball.
Oh, okay, that's a little different than the one I saw.
It's not a pool
No.
one then.
Nope.
Yeah, that's some redneck ingenuity. I like that.
I never said I didn't have it. Was born in Auburn.
Hey, everyone's got a little.
That's
everyone's
right.
Got a little flowing through their veins. All right.
That's right.
585-222-9233.
Hey, good morning. This is Shannon.
Shannon, what's your number one pool rule for this summer here in Rochester?
Well, my rule is if your kid is swimming at my house, you need to be there. And sometimes that bites me in the butt because I don't want to hang out with those parents.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Does anybody go as far as having like a waiver drawn up for people to go in their pool?
No, I haven't, but I've thought about it.
Right? Just a couple paragraphs. Hey, we're not responsible. Yada, bada, bada. Sign and date here.
Yada, yada, yada.
And it's a lot. I mean, it's a lot to watch your own kids, and then they get horseplaying, and then they break your raft. And I don't want to be yelling at other people's kids when I'm already yelling at my own. And man, you are not kidding. Those basketball hoops, I bought one new at the end of the season, and it was $160.
Damn.
On sale.
The ones that like sit on the deck that you fill with water with the white base or whatever?
Yep, because I saw the one on Marketplace that you're talking about, and I was like, ooh, that's nice. But my husband's like, don't even consider it. Don't. You don't. And I already have 110 pool floats.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, have a great, safe 4th of July weekend. Thank you for listening.
And I hope you never get tired of hearing this, but I love you guys and listen to you all every single morning.
Wow. Never get tired of it.
Can't get tired of that. Thank you very much.
Bye, guys.
See
you.
Hey, good morning to B. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kelly Monte calling.
Hey, what do you have for us on this pool rule subject here on the B Morning Coffee Club?
Well, my daughter, Kaylin, who is 10, she said the number one rule is to have fun.
Aww.
I guess we'll put that in there.
Well, that's a great rule. That should be at the top. What's her name again?
Her name is Kaylin.
Kaylin.
Oh.
Hey, Kaylin's pool rule is to have fun. Well, tell Kaylin if she can't hear us, thank you for listening this morning.
She can hear you.
All right. Thanks, Kaylin.
Yeah.
Have fun this weekend, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.